This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana today. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. On the occasion, the Prime Minister distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. The Prime Minister also laid a foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticultural University in Karnal. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said his government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. He emphasized on giving more opportunities to women to empower them. Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the three-day Rising Rajasthan Global Investment Summit in Jaipur. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart, Mohammad Jasim Uddin, in Dhaka this afternoon. Mr. Misri, who is on a day-long visit to Dhaka, held delegation-level discussions as well as a separate one-on-one meeting with the Bangladesh Foreign Secretary. Talking to reporters in Dhaka, Secretary Misri said that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh.
I emphasized that India desires a positive, constructive and mutually beneficial relationship with Bangladesh. We continue to see in the future this relationship as a people-centric and people-oriented relationship, one that has the benefit of all the people as its central motivational force. This is reflected on a daily basis in the development projects that have been executed on the ground in Bangladesh and that continue to be developed.
Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred by multiple adjournments today over various issues. Treasury and opposition benches traded barbs of alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and alleged links of Congress leaders with a prominent US-based foundation. Amid the ongoing logjam, both houses were adjourned for the day. The Centre today said WAF Assets Management System of India, WAMSI portal, has been launched to curate the data of the movable and immovable WAF properties in the country. In a written reply to a question in Rajya Sabha, Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that so far more than 8.7 lakh immovable and 16,713 movable properties have been entered on the WAMSI portal by respective state WAF ports. INS Tushil, a latest multi-role stealth-guided missile frigate, has been commissioned into the Indian Navy in the presence of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in Russia today. The Defence Minister termed Russia's support to India's vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat as another important example of deep friendship between the two countries. The Indian Coast Guard conducted the second bilateral meeting with the Philippine Coast Guard in New Delhi today. This meeting is a part of the ongoing cooperation framework established under the agreement signed between the two Coast Guards. The Noida International Airport at Zewar has successfully conducted the first flight validation test, paving the way to begin its full-fledged operations next year. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu Kinjarapu emphasized that the airport will serve as a world-class facility, handling around 12 million passengers annually. A central inter-ministerial team led by Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Home Affairs, Dr. Rajesh Gupta, today concluded his two-day assessment of damages caused by Cyclone Fengel in Puducherry. At the end of the inspection, the team convened a meeting with Chief Secretary Sarat Chauhan, District Collector A. Kulothungan and other senior officials. The central team assured that a comprehensive report would soon be submitted to the Union Government. Sanjay Malhotra will be the next governor for the Reserve Bank of India. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet approved his name. He will succeed Shaktikant Das. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal losses today. The 30-share BSE Sensex fell 201 points to close at 81,508 and the NSE Nifty 50 dipped 59 points to settle at 24,619. And that is the end of this news bulletin.